am somebody. I am somebody. I am somebody. I am somebody. Respect me. Protect me. Never neglect me. Red and yellow. Brown, black, and white. We are all precious in God's sight. Everybody is somebody. Everybody is somebody. Stop the violence. Save the children. Stop the violence. Save the children. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Obama-rama. 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 Let me hear you scream.
Hey, come on, push. Living just enough hand for the city.
All right, welcome everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome to Thursday. If you've been listening to the show for about the last 10 years or so, you know that every Thursday we do What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say?
It's
very simple. We play a clip of Jesse Jackson from his very popular show on the Word Network from rainbowpush.org. Rainbowpush.org. Check him out there. And if you guess what Jesse Jackson is saying, you're going to get yourself a prize. And excuse me. Today you're going to get a pair of tickets. The first 9 winners are going to get a pair of tickets to George Thorogood. Yeah.
Put your hand together and show your love.
Yeah, who do you love?
And Buddy Guy at the Greek Theater, August 1st. Find tickets at Greek Theater. LA.com. George Thorogood. Look at that. Thorogood. Yeah. Fantastic. Those are big tickets. Hot tickets, man. All right. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Here's a sampling of the clips you'll hear tonight on a special edition of What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say?
You ain't gonna honor me. We're gonna get the right to vote one day, and I'm gonna lose anymore. The best, brightest, with the best reputations. Let's raise an absurd, and I'm gonna lose anymore. Because those who have low grade but who can play ball are now millionaires. Radioactive. You might catch some.
It'll be a lot of time.
And I'm gonna lose anymore. There's clear air turbulence in the tennis ball players, but then. This huge area. And I'm going to lose anymore.
Leave on bus at 12 today. What
kind of equation is that?
You also didn't score anybody either. What
kind of equation is that? Put on some alcohol. And bad boys, you're the home run. Yeah, his daddy could. You got to get like them. He said, no. Put on some alcohol. What kind of equation is that? And I'm going to lose anymore. And builds up in the audience and does well. Now I want you to change religions. Put on some alcohol. What kind of equation is that? And I'm going to lose anymore.
All right, here we go. Some very interesting clips tonight for What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say. Here's the first one. Good luck, everybody.
You ain't going to honor me. You ain't going to honor me.
Bobby in Lake Forest, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
You ain't going to honor me.
You ain't gonna honor me that?
No. Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna honor me.
You ain't gonna honor me that.
Congratulations, dude.
Thank you.
All right, you're going to George Thorogood. Look at
give
that.
Give it up.
The Greek Theater, August 1st. Find tickets at GreekTheaterLA.com. Yeah, if you're not gonna honor me.
You ain't gonna honor me that.
If you ain't gonna honor me.
You ain't gonna honor me that.
All right, here, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Second clip.
We're going to get the right to vote one day. We're going to get the right to vote one day. We're going to get the right to vote one day.
Mike and Hemet, you're on 97.1.
We're going to get the right to vote one day.
We'll get the right to vote one day.
That's exactly right, man.
Show your appreciation. Show your love.
Yes.
Thanks.
Congratulations. Excuse me.
Wow.
George Thorogood again tonight. Look at that.
Put your hand together and show your love.
Yeah.
All righty, gang. Clip number 3. Here we go.
And I'm going to lose anymore.
If I'm a loser no more.
All right, Danny in Orange County, you're on the air.
If I'm a loser no more.
If I'm going to lose anymore.
You know what? I think that's it, man. You know, I have no idea what it is.
If I'm a loser no more.
If I'm a loser anymore, I guess that's right. Congratulations, man.
Give it up, give it up, give it up.
All three callers got it right on the first try. The record is 6. We're halfway to tying the record here on 97.1 Free FM. Wow, what a night, huh? A lot of pressure on the next caller. It will be Julian in Inglewood. Here we go. Good luck.
The best, brightest, with the best reputations. The best, brightest, with the best reputations. The best, brightest, with the best reputations.
All right, Julian, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck. A lot of pressure here, dude.
The best riders with the best reputations.
The best riders with the best reputation.
The best what?
The best riders with the best reputation.
That's exactly right, man.
Put your hand together and show your love.
All right, congratulations. You know who George Thorogood is?
No.
You don't?
No.
Do you know who Buddy Guy is?
Yeah.
Well, you're going to go see both of them, man.
Sweet, man.
All right.
Thanks, bro.
You got it. Hold on 1 second. We'll give you those tickets. That is it.
The best riders with the best reputations.
The best riders with the best reputations.
The best riders with the best reputations.
Or the best brightest with the best reputation.
The best riders with the best reputations.
I don't know. All right, that's the first four in a row. Here we go with number 5. We're two-thirds of the way to tying a record here on 97.1 Free FM. And by the way, that record was set about 7 years ago. So that's how difficult this game is. Here's the next clip. This will be 5 for 5 if Perry in Costa Mesa gets this right.
Let's reach an absurd. Let's reach an absurd. Let's reach an absurd. Let's reach an absurd.
All right. Perry in Costa Mesa. You're on 97.1 Free FM. Good luck, dude. Don't blow this.
Let's reach an absurd.
Oh, you're chilling me here on this one.
Come on, man.
Hit me one more time.
Let's reach an absurd. Let's reach an absurd.
Best reads absurd?
That's a no-no.
Wait, what did you think it was?
That's real absurd?
Nah.
That's
sorry,
a no-no.
Dude.
Let's reach an absurd. Let's reach an absurd.
All right, Robert in Torrance, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Let's reach an absurd.
Is it referees absurd?
No.
No.
That is incorrect. Sorry, young man. Tim in Torrance, you're on 97.1.
Let's reach an absurd.
Let's raise absurd.
You know what? I think that's it. He's about to say, let's raise an absurd question.
Let's reach an absurd.
That's it, dude. Congratulations. All right. You're going to get tickets to the Greek Theater.
Awesome. You just talked to my son the previous call.
Oh, is that right? Oh, that's cool. You both got through, huh?
Yeah.
Fantastic. How old's that kid?
He's 13. He won last week or the week before.
Ah, excellent. Well, keep calling, man. Congratulations.
All right.
Actually, if he won last week, then you can't win this week.
He's my stepson.
back up.
How quickly you separate yourself from that young man. You don't even know the guy, do you?
No, I don't recognize you anymore.
Why is that kid trailing around with you? There should be an Amber Alert now. All right, hold on 1 sec. We'll give him to you, buddy. We'll tickets to the Greek Theater. George Thorogood and Buddy Guy. Yeah, the Greek Theater, August 1st. Look at
give
that.
Give it up, give it up, give it up.
All right, congratulations out there in Torrance. All right, I think that's what he's saying.
Let's raise an absurd.
Let's raise an absurd question or an absurd situation.
Let's raise an absurd.
Yeah, congratulations, everybody. All right, we continue. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? And here's your next clip.
Because those who have low grade but who can play ball. Because those who have low grade but who can play ball. Because those who have low grade but who can play ball.
John and Ventura, you're on 97.1.
Because those who have low grade but who can play ball.
We can all say who can play ball.
No.
No.
Matt in Ontario, you're on the air.
Because those who have low grade but who can play ball.
I have no idea.
No. All right, well,
suck it.
Thanks for being so honest with everybody. Paul in Norwalk, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Because those who have low grade but who can play ball.
Don't know.
Damn. All right.
No.
So long. Joshua in Fulton, you're on the air.
Because those who have low grade but who can play ball.
One more time.
Because those who have low grade but who can play ball.
I don't know. I just know the last couple words.
Nah, what are they?
Something ball. I don't know. Nah. It's something and want to play ball.
All right, man. Thank you for calling. Ben in Downey, you're on 97.1.
Because those who have low grade but who can play ball.
Those that are real good that can play ball, I don't know, man.
Nah, no. That's not it either, man. Let's talk to Ann at LAX. You're on the air.
Because those who have low grade but who can play ball.
One more time, Timmy.
Your name is Ann?
No, Brian.
Brian. All right.
Because those who have low grade but who can play ball.
An old trial lawyer who can play ball.
No.
You're stupid.
Not stupid, just didn't understand it, I don't think. But you got part of it right. The tail end of it was right.
Because those who have low grade but who can play ball.
Eric in Santa Ana, you're on the air.
Because those who have low grade but who can play ball.
For his own crowd, Mo Vaughn could play ball.
Nah.
Son, shut up.
It's not a bad run at it, but that's not correct. Hector in Long Beach, you're on 97.1.
Because those who have low grade but who can play ball.
Say it again.
Because those who have low grade but who can play ball.
With his own crowd, he could play ball?
No.
It is absolutely retarded.
Tito, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Because those who have low grade but who can play ball.
Timmy, my man, I'm at the top.
Out. So long. Sorry, dude. Michael in Inland Empire, you're on there.
Because those who have low grade but who can play ball.
For a long time, he didn't know who could play ball.
Nope.
That's a no-no.
Not there. Lewis in Long Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Because those who have low grade but who can play ball.
Oh, my God. One more time.
Because those who have low grade but who can play ball.
With his own crowd, he can lick.
No, that's
not. No.
All right, Patrick, we'll take a couple more of them, press on. Patrick in Sherman Oaks, you're on the air.
Because those who have low grade but who can play ball.
I give up.
Second.
There he goes. Brad in Fulton, you're on the air.
Because those who have low grade but who can play ball.
Yeah, figure those who are no good who can't play ball.
No, that's not it either.
Because those who have low grade but who can play ball.
Anthony in Highland Park, you're on 97.1.
Because those who have low grade but who can play ball.
Figure all this, do play ball.
No!
All right, I'm going to give you a major hint here what this is. He's talking about people who can play ball, but they're not doing so well academically. All right? Listen to it carefully. Now you have those two hints.
Because those who have low grade but who can play ball. Because those who have low grade but who can play ball.
All right. And when you're not doing well in school, you have low blank. It starts with a G and ends with an A. I mean, it ends with an S.
Because those who have low grade but who can play ball. Because those who have low grade but who can play ball.
Brandon in Long Beach, you're on 97.1.
Because those who have low grade but who can play ball.
Because of those who have low grades but can play ball.
Yes. Congratulations, dude.
Put your hand together and show your love.
Going out to George Thorogood and Buddy Guy at the Greek Theater, August 1st. Find tickets at GreekTheaterLA.com. GreekTheaterLA.com. All right. Congratulations. Yeah. For those who have low grades but who can play ball.
Because those who have low grades but who can play ball.
All right. A very difficult one there. All right, let's continue on here. The next clip, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
Are now millionaires. Are now millionaires.
All right, now this should be fairly easy. Jim and Mar Vista, you're on 97.1.
Are now millionaires.
Are now millionaires.
Yeah, I mean, that tail end S there is not what we're looking for. Let's do it again and make sure you hit that S.
Are now millionaires.
Are now millionaires.
Okay. All right, congratulations, dude.
Give it up.
Off to the Greek Theater. Look at you. Enjoy that on August 1st. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? We continue here.
Radioactive. You might catch some.
Sounds like he's saying Ricky Rackman at the beginning.
Radioactive. You might catch some. Radioactive. You might catch some.
Gilbert in Rancho Palos Verdes, you're on the air.
Radioactive. You might catch some.
Radioactive. You might catch something.
Oh.
Radioactive. You might catch some.
Yeah, I think that's it. Congratulations.
Put your hand together and show your love.
All right, I think that's the last. Let me see how many we've given out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have one more pair of tickets to the Greek Theater, so congratulations. Yeah, that's what he's saying. For Radioactive, you might catch something.
Radioactive, you might catch something.
All right, here's the last one for Greek tickets. Then we move on to our next prize, which is just as good, and it is tickets to the Orange County Fair.
Yes!
Look at that, man. That's like a big giveaway house here. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here's the next clip.
And bad balls, you're the home run, yeah, hit that the cool. And bad balls, you're the home run, yeah, hit that the cool. And bad balls, you're the home run, yeah, hit that the cool. And bad balls, you're the home run, yeah, hit that the cool.
All right, Perry and Costa Mesa, you're on 97.1.
And bad balls, you're the home run, yeah, hit that the cool.
Play it one more time, the end fuzzed out real quick.
And bad balls, you're the home run, yeah, hit that the cool.
When Barry Bonds gets a home run, good. You hit me one more time, sorry.
And bad balls, you're the home run, yeah, hit that the cool.
When Barry Bonds gets a home run, yes, his bands are good?
No. Man, that guy really struggled and tried to work it out, but he failed. On the air, in front of everybody.
You're stupid.
Sort of odd. All right, let's talk to Daryl in Ontario. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
And bad balls, you're the home run, yeah, hit that the cool.
Oh, my God.
Nothing, huh?
All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson?
Go ahead, can you go again?
Yeah, just wait till it comes on your radio.
Bad balls, you're the home run, yeah.
There it is.
That voice is
home. There it is again.
Hit that the cool.
Oh, my God.
Bad balls, you're the home run, yeah.
Barry Bonds, get her home. Come on, help me.
Back up.
The last part.
Come
on.
Nothing?
Get banned. What the hell is that last part?
Wow, you guys are really working.
Oh, my God.
How many people are at the house trying to figure this out?
Come on, help me out, you guys.
I really struggled.
Kyle, help me. You're smart.
Daryl. We got to press on, baby.
No.
But we thank you for calling. Look at that. She's got three people over at the house. There's still four people at the house sitting around listening to the radio. It's like, you know, the 1920s again. You know, people sitting around listening to that radio. That's pretty cool. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here's the clip.
And bad balls, you're the home run, yeah. Hit that the cool.
Let's talk to Rick in Inglewood. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
And bad balls, you're the home run, yeah. Hit that the cool.
What do you got, buddy?
Buddy Bonds ain't hit a home run yet. His daddy could.
That's exactly right, man.
Give it up.
And for extra credit, what was his dad's name?
I don't know.
What's Barry Bonds' dad's name?
Barry Bonds?
No. Then it'd be Barry Bonds Jr. It begins with a B, though, and ends with a Y.
Bobby?
Yes. Congratulations, dude. All right, you got tickets to George Thorogood and Buddy Guy. Look at that. Fantastic. And is that the last pair? We got one more.
We have no more.
No more. We're out of them. All right, then we move on to our next prize, which is tickets to the Orange County Fair. All right, we're going to play this clip for you a couple of times. But before we do this, I got a special announcement to make here. All right? And this will only take about 30 seconds, maybe a minute. But we have just gotten confirmation that we're having another poker tournament at the Commerce Casino, and it's going to be August 28th, I believe. Is that right? Is that the correct date? That's Thursday, August 28th, right before Labor Day. And since it was just announced today, this is the first time it's being announced on the air, and I only found out about it hours ago. So what we're going to do is the first 50 people that email right now, I'm going to give you an email address, and I'm going to ask you to do a couple of things here. And then the first 50 people are guaranteed a seat at this tournament. Here's the email address, conwayshow@gmail.com. conwayshow@gmail.com. And, you know, if we get 60, and maybe we'll be nice and throw 60 in, or maybe 70. But the first 50 people are guaranteed. But if you put your email address in tonight, if you email us your this is what you got to do. You have to email us in the subject line. You have to put your first and last name. And then in the email, you have to put your first, last name, and your email address. All right? So in the subject line, your first and last name, and in the email, the body of the email, your first and last name, and your email address. All right? And if you email us tonight anytime, we'll try to put you in, but I guarantee the first 50 will have a seat. Here's the email address, conwayshow@gmail.com. conwayshow@gmail.com. And again, remember, don't screw this up. Your first and last name in the subject line, and your first and last name and your email address in the body of the email. All right? Don't F this up. First 50 people get a seat. And if you put your name in tonight anytime before 11, you know, give some people an opportunity to get home from work and email us. I'll try to get you into the tournament. All right? So, again, the first 50 people guaranteed. Anybody emails us tonight, you have about a 90% chance of getting in. After the 50. The first 50 have a 100% chance. Subject line, first and last name. The body of the email, first and last name, and your email address. All right? And we'll keep talking about it until August 28th. That's when our brand new poker tournament, The Commerce, is going to happen. It's free to play. You get free food. They used to give out about $6,000 worth of prizes, and it's a great event. It goes on all night. It starts around 8 o'clock. And usually doesn't end until about 1 o'clock. The last table is around 1, 1.30 or 2. And it's a great event. The Commerce Casino, which is just off the 5 freeway, south of the 710 and north of the 605. Again, conwayshow@gmail.com. All right, here's the clip that we'll play for you a couple of times. Come back and ask you what the hell Jesse Jackson is saying. And if you get it right, you're going to get yourself a prize. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live. On 97.1 Free FM.
You also didn't score anybody either.
Diabetes testing supplies.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. And we just promoted our poker tournament on August 28th. And we said the first 50 people are going to get in. And we thought we'd get about maybe 5 or 6 emails during the break. And then maybe get 50 by the end of the night. And I think we've gotten a little more than that. How many have we gotten so far, Randy?
And we've announced this less than 10 minutes ago. I've gotten 167 emails.
And how many are in there? You looking at it in there, Gina?
Yeah, I am.
It's 167?
It just went up again. The inbox is 279.
Jesus. All right. All right. Well, we're going to try to get everybody on that list in. So try to email tonight. And also tell your friends, family, whoever you got in your life. To email tonight. We're going to try to get everybody who emails in on that list. The first 50 people are guaranteed. And the first guy, let me read who the first guy was here. I think the first guy's name was Clark. Is that right? And congratulations to Clark. He was the first dude that emailed. And Jesus, they're still coming in. Yeah, it was Clark followed by, let's see here, Juan, Jarek, Clark, Ben, Charles, Leanna, Adrian, Alex, Young, Devin, Victor, G, I don't want to say the last name here, Brett, Andrew, Dimitri, Jarek, everybody here, Brad, Jesus Christ, there's 221. All right, keep emailing. We'll try to get everybody who emailed tonight in that poker tournament. It is August 28th. Hopefully you can make it. It's Labor Day weekend. It's the Thursday before Labor Day weekend. So maybe you'll still be in town. And again, it's going to be the Commerce Casino, August 28th. If you want to email, we'll try to get everybody who emails tonight on the list. The first 50 are guaranteed. And the email address is conwayshow conwayshow@gmail.com. conwayshow@gmail.com. There you go. All right, let's talk to, let's take our next call here. What the hell did Jesse Jackson say? Here we go.
You also didn't score in about either.
All right. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? Here we go.
You also didn't score in about either.
Peter in San Pedro, you're on 97.1.
You also didn't score in about either.
What do you got, Peter?
He also didn't score about either?
Let me try it again.
You also didn't score in about either.
He also didn't score anybody either?
I think that's it, man.
Give them a big hand.
Yes. He also didn't score anybody either.
You also didn't score in about either.
Yeah, congratulations, dude.
Yes.
All right, you're going to Orange County Fair. Where do you live? San Pedro?
Yeah.
Oh, you're only about a 20-minute driver or so. You'll enjoy it down there. Pair of tickets to the Extreme Rodeo happening August 1st at the OC Fair. The OC Fair is going on all the way through August 3rd. Visit OCFair.com. Here's the next clip.
Cut equations that.
Jesus Christ.
Cut equations that.
All right. We can congratulate Clark from Phoenix. He is the first guy to jump in on the tournament here for the Commerce Tournament. Clark from Phoenix. Congratulations. First dude. All right. Here we go. Next clip. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
Cut equations that.
Jake and Corona, you're on 97.1.
What
kind of equation is that?
It's exactly right, dude.
Give it up, West Side.
Yes, you get yourself a prize, man.
Thanks, Timmy.
Orange County Fair, you been there?
Oh, yes. I'm looking forward to going this week. Is it this weekend?
It's going to be, yeah, it's all the way through August 3rd.
Oh, cool. How many tickets?
Yeah, 2 million.
Oh, thanks.
No, you get a pair. One pair of tickets.
Thanks, Timmy. Love the show,
you
man.
You got it, buddy, and congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes. Jake and Corona is off to the Orange County Fair. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? We continue here. Well, let's go with the last clip. What kind of equation is that? That's what he's saying. All right, here's the next clip. What the hell is Jesse saying?
Leave on bus at 12 today.
Jesus Christ.
Leave on bus at 12 today.
All right, Laura in Irvine, you're on 97.1. I'm sorry, it's Lara, right? Lara. All right, there you go. All right, here we go, baby. You ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Leave on bus at 12 today.
We're leaving on a bus at 12 today?
Yeah.
Show your appreciation. Show your love.
Congratulations, darling.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're going to go to the Orange County Fair. It's right down the street from you, imagine.
All right, yeah.
All right, good for you. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Put you on hold here and send you a couple of tickets. And the Extreme Rodeo is going on. It's happening August 1st at the Orange County Fair. It's going on all summer until August 3rd, so try to slide down there before August 3rd.
Yes, sir!
You'll be very depressed if you don't see this Orange County Fair. It's a terrific, terrific evening or entire weekend for you and the kids. All right, what the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? And this last clip.
Leaves on the bus at 12 today.
And we continue here. What's the next clip?
This huge area.
Okay, he abandons a word right in the middle of it.
This huge area.
Michael and Rialto, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
This huge house, this huge area.
He said, this huge house, this huge area.
Congratulations,
Put your hand together like you really mean that.
All right. Tickets to Extreme Rodeo, the Orange County Fair.
Right on, brother.
All right, congratulations. Yeah, that's what he's saying. He bailed out of house. He said, this huge area.
This huge house, this huge area.
Didn't complete house. This huge house, this huge area. All right, we continue. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying?
Entertainers ball players, but then.
All right. Sean in Orange County, you're on 97.1.
Entertainers ball players, but then.
Can you hear it one more time?
Entertainers ball players, but then.
baseball. I have no idea.
Ah, right. So Suck long. It. We'll press on. Bernard in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1.
Entertainers, ball players, but then.
Can you play it one more time, please?
Entertainers, ball players, but then.
And my favorite ball player, Bonanza.
Nah.
No.
Mike in Lakewood, you're on 97.1.
Entertainers, ball players, but then.
Hey, Tim, can I get it one more time?
Yes, sir.
Entertainers, ball players, but then.
And a single ball.
No. Sorry, man.
You're stupid.
Call us again. Derek on the 10 freeway. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
And I'm playing those ball players, but then.
And I'm playing, but I got nothing, Timmy.
No, sorry, man.
Shut up.
Yeah, thank you for calling. Let's talk to a Victor in Los Angeles. Let's see if he has a beat on this. Here we go.
And I'm playing those ball players, but then.
And a tenor's ball, that's for them?
No, that's not.
No.
Mike in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1.
And I'm playing those ball players, but then.
Is it I'm playing in a ball club with men?
No.
That's a no-no.
Not it. David in Lawndale, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
And I'm playing those ball players, but then.
He plays with his balls within?
I doubt that's correct. Derek in Hollywood, you're on 97.1.
And I'm playing those ball players, but then.
He's saying bring back Doug Steckler?
Yes!
All right, well, if he is, he's. I'll second that. Rudy in Irvine, you're on 97.1.
And I'm playing those ball players, but then.
Bad vibes. Sam and Corona, you're on the air.
Entertain those ball players, but then.
Hey, can you play it one more time?
Entertain those ball players, but then. Entertain those ball players, but then.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Suck it.
Tony in El Sereno, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Entertain those ball players, but then.
Man, I have no idea.
Bad vibes.
Suck it.
Let's talk to Moses in Covina, you're on the air.
Entertain those ball players, but then.
And playing those balls with those men?
No.
No!
That's not it either. All right, let's take a couple more calls, and we got to take a break. Mike in the Valley, you're on 97.1.
And I tape those ball players, but then...
And I tape his balls up in my den.
No, it's not.
Back up.
I tape his balls up in my den. I can't imagine the circumstances or what Jesse was doing at his house where he was taping a guy's balls up in his den. All right, we're going to play this clip for you a couple times and sit here until one of you gets it. All right, we have a huge audience here. It is, in most demographics, the number one talk show in all of Southern California in this time slot. So somebody out there is bound to get this. What the hell is Jesse Jackson saying? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM.
Entertain those ball players, but then. Entertain those ball players, but then.
Cause you might sound crazy, saying he said, is that that's our kind of guy? And watch this.
Back up.
What do you do when they turn on? What?
Back up.
What do you do when they turn on? What? Same all the man.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. We continue here with What the Hell Did Jesse Jackson Say? This is the clip we left you with. Good luck, everybody. And if you win, you're going to the Orange County Fair.
Entertain those ball players, but then. Entertain those ball players, but then.
Bernie in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Entertain those ball players, but then.
Bernie.
Yes.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Wait, can you repeat it again?
Yeah.
Entertain those ball players, but then.
And my favorite ball players, but
then. Oh,
no!
Sorry, dude. Tony in Burbank, you're on the air.
Entertain those ball players, but then.
Entertainers ball, that's for men.
No.
No!
Matthew in Riverside.
Entertainers ball players, but then.
Entertainers ball players are dead?
No!
Entertainers ball players, but then.
Carlos in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Entertainers ball players, but then.
And I tame those balls in my bed?
No. All right, I'm going to give it to you because nobody can get this one. He's talking about obtaining ball players. And he's saying.
And obtain those ball players, but then.
And obtain those ball players, but then.
And obtain those ball players, but then.
He's talking about people, kids who, don't do well in school. They go on to play baseball. They obtain these ball players. Some of them are let go, though, and they have no education to fall back on.
And obtain those ball players, but then...
But then, and that's when he's talking about the education. All right, we continue here. Pressing on, what the hell did Jesse Jackson say?
There's clear air turbulence. There's clear air turbulence. There's clear air turbulence.
All right, let's talk to Lewis in Pomona. You're on 97.1.
There's clear air turbulence.
That's clear as turbulence?
It's not as turbulence. Listen to it again. It's the only word you're missing.
That's clear air turbulence.
That's clear at turbulence.
At?
Yeah.
No. Sorry, man. I hate to do that to you, but that's not it.
That's clear air turbulence.
Talk to a Jasmine in Fontana. You're on the air.
That's clear air turbulence.
That's clear at turbulence.
Turbulence?
Turbulence. What's the B?
What's turbulence?
There's clear air turbulence.
No, sorry, baby.
Let's no.
Talk to Bill in Hollywood.
There's clear air turbulence.
How about that's clear as turbulence?
Now, there's a word there that everybody's missing. And where is turbulence? Is it on the ground or is it up in the...
Up in the air. Oh, that's clear air turbulence.
There you go. Congratulations. Yes, all right. You get tickets to the Orange County Fair. Congratulations, young man. And we press on. Yeah, it's clear air turbulence.
There's clear air turbulence.
And we move on. Last clip of the night, I think, folks. We're running out of time here.
It'll be a lot of time. It'll be a lot of time.
Jesus.
It'll be a lot of time. It'll be a lot of time.
You can't end on that one. That's too difficult.
You got to get like them. He said, no. You got to get like them. He said, no.
Okay, here's a good one.
You got to get like them. He said, no.
Frankie and La Puente, you're on the air.
You got to get like them. He said, no.
You got to get like Tammy Shinoa.
No!
No, but dude, that was close and entertaining. Jenny and Oxnard, you're on the air.
You got to get like them. He said, no.
You should get like them. You should know.
Yeah, you know what? That's about 90% of it. You should get like them. Them, you should get like them. They say no.
You got to get like them. He said no.
And he said no. You got to get like them. And he said no.
Can I get a prize?
Yeah, congratulations, darling.
Yay!
All right, there she goes. We have time for one more. We can do one more, right? We'll find a gift for him, right?
I'll find something.
We can fudge some more of those Orange County tickets. I bet we can find a pair around here somewhere.
Put on some alcohol. Put on some alcohol. Put on some alcohol. Put on some alcohol.
Let's talk to Willie in Long Beach. You're on 97.1.
Put on some alcohol.
I think he said, put on some alcohol.
That's exactly right.
Let me hear your scream.
I don't know how you put alcohol on you. I'm putting alcohol in you. But
put on some alcohol.
Put on some alcohol. All right. Congratulations, all right, man.
Thank you, brother.
All right. There he goes. All right, folks, don't forget, you can email us, conwayshow@gmail.com, and everybody that emails tonight will try to get you on that list. The first 50 people are guaranteed a spot. But we'll try to get every single person on who emails us tonight, conwayshow@gmail.com. Remember, put your first and last name in the subject line, your first, last name, and your email address in the body of the email. And then send it off to us, conwayshow@gmail.com. conwayshow@gmail.com. We got the news coming up with Gina Grant. What's going on with that news, baby?
Oh, there is so much going on with this news, Tim. The women of the NBA didn't act very ladylike this week. And George Michael can't get over being a sex symbol for straight women. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Look at that. And right now we have David Letterman's top 10, the top 10 things learn from Osama bin Laden's driver. Randy, please.
This is the greatest top 10 list of the year, Tim.
It's the best one in there.
You got to hit number three.
Number three. All right. Yeah, it's the top 10 things learned from Osama bin Laden's driver. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.